America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
A few weeks ago, we had this segment on the program that was so well received. People have actually taken to the streets, and there have been protests, and they've said, we want this again. We call it the fake news headline game.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, this comes from the book Headlines, 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 published by Neil Patrick Stewart. No, not Doogie Howser, the other Neil Patrick guy. And the way this works is I will give Ms. Stoffo three headlines.
Mm.
Two of these headlines actually appeared in major American newspapers.
Okay.
One is an outright fraud, and it's fake, and it's done for comedic purpose. It is up to Christina to find out which one is fake. So here
okay,
we go.
Here we
First
go.
One.
Yes.
Headline one, tiny penis wins big competition.
Uh-huh.
Number two, school surprised by 20-foot penis. And number three, breaking news, giant penis mystery baffles Stockholm suburb. And the fake headline is...
20-foot penis scares kids in a school.
No. So she's not off to a good start. The fake one is tiny penis wins big competition.
Oh.
The one you said was fake is real. Two graduates from the Belmore School for Boys are having one heck of a last laugh, according to this 2007 article in the Metro. 2 years before the article, the guys pulled a bit of a prank with some weed killer, drawing an enormous phallus on a field in school grounds.
That's hysterical.
There you go. The joke was discovered and the grass was receded, but not before Microsoft Virtual Earth took satellite snapshots of the property.
Come on. That's hysterical.
And the other one, breaking news, giant penis mystery baffles Stockholm suburb. 2011 headline from Sweden's The Local went extremely viral. It seems the headline is a bit overstated, but not much of a mystery. Like the boys in Belmore, somebody had fun mowing a giant penis shape into a meadow in a luxurious Stockholm neighborhood.
That's
the
hysterical.
Perpetrators, once again, at perfect timing. A satellite picture was taken of the penis, which was about the size of a tennis court.
Oh, well.
Wow.
That's hysterical. Do you know
penis.
That one day when it was snowing?
Yes.
At a place of employment that you and I frequent.
Know very well, yes.
There's a parking deck, and on the top level of the parking deck, someone... drew one.
Really?
Yeah.
That's great.
You can see it from our window.
Oh, that's fun. Did you take a picture?
Someone did. It's
oh,
on,
good.
It's on social media somewhere.
Oh, see,
somewhere.
I have to see that.
It's hysterical.
I love good penis photos. That's terrible. Well, next one, breaking news. Lawsuit. Nipple in my spinach dip.
Oh, okay.
Number two, rubber nipple found in codfish. Or number three, history is made as nipple is found on foot. And the fake one is...
spinach dip. Nipple and spinach dip.
Very good.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
That is fake. Yes.
All right.
The real one, let's see, rubber nipple found in codfish. Not sure why it was big news, but in the Boston Daily Globe in 1927, a large codfish caught off Nantucket was discovered to have the tip of a baby's nursing bottle.
Oh
that's not it.
Come on. You know, that's a trick.
That's not the nipples where I go to for my comedy genius.
That's a trick.
And the other one, supernumerary breast tissue or extra nipples is actually a fairly common condition.
Is it?
Just ask Mark Wahlberg and Tilda Swinton. Well, I was in a movie with Tilda Swinton, and I never brought this up. If I did, I would have done that during those slow moments on set.
Hey, how's your foot?
Damn. back on the set, if we need to talk about Kevin, I could have asked her this nipple thing, but it never worked out. These bonus nips have never been before known to appear below the waist, as this article in 2011 in The Sun. So you can grow a nipple pretty much
anywhere.
I'm not
sure that I would want anyone knowing that if I had something like that going on.
How do you know it's just not like a bad boil somewhere? You know, you start squeezing it all of a sudden and bad things happen. Wow. You know?
It's gross.
That's gross. All right, how about this one? Deer vomit is bad for the environment.
Oh, is it?
Number two, burping cows are killing the planet. Or number three, kangaroo farts linked to lower emissions.
All right. Kangaroo farts.
Sorry.
Really?
That is real. Yes. Let's
Come
see.
On.
Yes. The 2008 story was featured on the news website of Radio Telefís Éireann.
Oh.
Or RTE, a public broadcasting service in Ireland. And notice how I pronounce that. I am so damn good.
Uh-huh.
The story follows a climate change debate in Australia in which it is acknowledged that kangaroos produce far less methane from passing gas than do cattle and sheep. And it's pretty much the same thing with the other one about the burping cows. St. Petersburg Times, back in 2007, it was their lead headline. It's right about the fact that methane produced from the belching of cattle represents a significant percentage of greenhouse gas emissions. So
Okay. Kill
the cows and we end climate change.
This is a very funny thing that's sparking a memory for me.
Yes.
I went to a concert And they kept showing pictures of cows pooping. And I turned to my mom, because I was at this concert with my mom, and I'm like, why are they keep showing that? And she was like, oh, they're saying because there's so many, because we breed cows to eat meat, and, you know, because there's so many of them and they're all farting, it's messing up the environment. And I was like, are you? I was like, that can't be real. But I guess it is.
It is real. See, these animals farting are bringing down the planet. So the next time, right? So the next time we have one of these major superstorms that wipes out the East Coast, blame the cows, blame the kangaroos. Their farting is just out of control. So
isn't it so ridiculous?
So if we stop the cow flatulence, we can then run our air conditioners all day. We'll be able to see. There are so many ways to combat climate change that won't interfere with me being comfortable. All right, so here we go with the next one again. These are from the book Headlines, Headlines, Headlines. And I think Christina is 1 for 3 at this point.
I think so. I suck at this.
Wow, you know, it's the
so
effort.
So bad.
It's the effort, but the sucking is what makes for good radio.
Oh, okay.
Human Barbie buys 7-year-old daughter boob job for her birthday. Number 2, dad performs boob job on daughter as 18th birthday gift.
Oh, God.
Or number 3, man gifts 97-year-old great-grandmother with boob job.
Great-grandma. Great-grandma boob
job is
fake.
Very good. Look at you. You're starting to figure this out. The real one, Human Barbie buys his 7-year-old daughter boob job for her birthday.
Crazy.
Written Sarah Burge, the self-titled Human Barbie. I've seen this woman on social media and on YouTube.
Me too.
Shocked plenty of people. About 5 years ago, she gave her 7-year-old daughter, Poppy, a boob job for her birthday.
Sick.
The other one, the 2012 article in the Pune Mirror, quotes the dad, California's Dr. Michael Nicole, as saying there's nothing odd about it. He said, you can go to war at 18, you can vote at that age, so why can't I perform cosmetic surgery on my daughter at that age?
Well, I guess he felt that he could do the best job. Hey, Dad, make me a double D.
Yes, 3 weeks later. There she goes. She meets the man of her dreams. One thing leads to another. It's date 2, date 3. You know what? Those things are going to happen. Out they come. Do you like them? My dad got them for me for my 18th birthday. That's an odd moment. Does the father bring it up to the boyfriend? Hey, what'd you think about that? You know, I did that.
I did a good job on those.
Wow. All right. See, we got time probably for one more in here, maybe even two. What's the one? Here we go. Dad accidentally plays porn instead of the Smurfs at child's birthday party.
Oh, I believe that to be true.
Number 2, theater shows children adult film Wet and Frosty instead of Megamind cartoon.
Wet and Frosty.
Or number 3, oops, teacher accidentally gave self-made sex tape to fifth graders. Fake one is...
Wow, all of those could be true.
Ooh.
I'm going with the second one to be fake.
Very good. You know what? You are really,
really
good at this. You have improved your
game
so much.
I'm doing so great.
You're amazing. All right, here we go. Dad accidentally plays porn instead of the Smurfs at child's birthday party is real.
Yeah.
The Winnipeg Free Press ran the article on an apparently slow news day in 2012. A Utah dad suffered embarrassment when he connected his laptop to a projector at his kid's birthday party and treated them to some porn.
Oh, wow.
The father made things worse for himself by declaring to police that someone must have tampered with the Smurfs DVD.
Oh, I don't watch porno.
No, the DVD was analyzed and found to be in good order, whereas the man's laptop did, in fact, have plenty of porn on it. Dads and their laptops.
At that point, you're caught. You make yourself look more stupid trying to deny it.
You know, honey,
I like watching, whatever
That's
it is.
There's all kinds of new stuff up there every single day. Do you know the porn site Pornhub actually said they get 60 million unique hits every day?
So that's new users?
Unique users, not people going back 4 or 5 times.
Wow.
I'm sure they have some of those too.
That's
but
crazy.
60 million unique. So 60 million visits. You know what? Slow moment at work. Hey, let me check out what's going on Pornhub. Now you know what I'm doing when I'm not on the air. No. And if anybody's out, of course not.
Ed Kalecki.
Of course not.
Do I need to slap you on the wrist right now?
No. The other one. Oops, teacher accidentally gave self-made sex tape to fifth graders. A California fifth grade teacher learned the hard way that she needed to brush up on her editing skills when she accidentally distributed a sex tape of herself to the whole class. The 2009 CBS News story reported that the DVD was meant to be a compilation of memories from the school year. Instead, she created an indelible new memory for her students.
I'm sorry. How do you accidentally recreate a porno of yourself multiple times without knowing that you're doing that?
And what if you're one of the dads in this class? You'll never look at that teacher the same way again. Let's say parent-teacher conferences are only about 2 weeks away.
You know a bunch of dads showed up.
Oh, I'm showing up. And I'm sitting there, and you know what? He got an A, B. I don't give a damn. I'm just sitting there and wondering what was on this DVD.
Oh, I'm sure he knows because he's confiscated that DVD.
Yes.
And said, oh, son, you can't have that.
No.
And now he has it.
We are a giant perverted nation. The Republicans have actually have in their platform right now that porn is a national problem that needs to be addressed.
Give me a break. Come on. I wouldn't go that far.
No. No, it's solid American entertainment.
As long as you're of age and you know you're doing it because you want to.
Right. And look at how many people it has employed in like certain valleys of California.
Is it really doing bad for the country?
No, it's just, you know, it's a nice way to kind of escape from the world during the day and, you know, break the tension and, hey, there's only so much Game of Thrones and Walking Dead you can watch after a while. You start going after other genres, right?
Well, there's enough nudity and sex in Game of Thrones. In case you haven't watched it, you may want to start.
Hey, now. Wow.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm watching Peter Dinklage get naked is something I've always wanted to see.
Well, he does.
Ever since he was an elf. It's like, what would he look like naked? Now we get to see.
And you know, after watching Game of Thrones.
Look at little Dinklage. After watching Game of Thrones, so there. It always comes back to Game of Thrones. I drove her there, and she went right through. All right, stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Stoffel.
And this is America Weekend.
From the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
She is one of the most successful doubles players of all time, capturing 112 titles, including 21 Grand Slam wins with her partner, Martina Navratilova.
Boom!
So, where is Pam Shriver now? Pam married former James Bond actor George Lazenby in 2002. The couple had three children, but divorced in 2008. Pam has been a commentator for ABC and CBS and is currently with ESPN. While broadcasting Wimbledon in 2010, player James Blake took exception to the volume of her courtside commentary.
I'm just surprised
James Blake does, but I can still hear you.
James just yelled at me for, I'm way above the court, but evidently he can hear me. He's got rabbit ears.
Quiet down, Pam. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. 280 degree switchbacks. All but the most experienced wrenches detest having to wire a set of C bars. Still, we're doubling the height and pullback of our old set. Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. After hours of staring at internet sites, we still couldn't find a true motorcycle Z-bar, other than those identical to what we have. JP Cycles catalog is a last resort. Found a good-looking set. Twice the rise, twice the pullback of the set we've been running for years. Just what the doctor ordered for a reasonable buck and a half. Tall, fresh Z-bars, along with the longer front fork tubes, will really set the chopper off. Build in progress at AmericanBikerMinute.com. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.